In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So your SO is like, oh my God, my favorite movie just hit Disney Plus. We have to watch it. Here's the premise. And they go on to explain the goofiest sounding, dumbass Disney Plus thing like you could ever imagine. And you're like, okay, fine. Like, yeah, I'll watch that with you. Like, that sounds like a fine thing to do. And they're like, no, you don't understand. I need you to watch this movie and you have to love it. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I mean, if it's me, I probably will watch it and love it.
Whoa,
that's, to be honest.
There was built-in judgment there, right?
On myself!
Oh no! It sounded like judgment.
Oh,
on Colin.
I wasn't judging. No. I wasn't judging the character. I just Disney Plus. I love that weird. I love that
the
stuff.
Weird stuff.
If
I didn't like it, I would pretend I did.
Okay. Wow.
I would find something to like about it. You know what I'm saying? And like, but if it is like just really fucking bad and stupid,
I mean, that's the problem. I think once you watch the movie, you'll find that they are right, and it is.
Yeah.
Like. It's the greatest.
Here's the other part. I think, and I am a person who has, like, I think we talked about it last time. Like, I have Polly. I have, like, my favorite movie, like, my heart movie, like, the movie I love so much. And I think, and you guys somehow have escaped the wrath, maybe because it's not on Disney Plus yet. But, like, I think, based on how I'm maybe projecting on the people who've watched it with me, but I think my enthusiasm and love for it, people who love me have an affection for that movie because they see how happy it makes me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess I'm also projecting that if this is the thing that your SO is like, if it really is going to give them joy, then you'll just be happy to be on the ride of the thing that gives them joy.
Yeah.
It's the thing of like, you need to watch it and you need to love it. Like, it's those marching orders that make me a little bit nervous, because then it makes me think that my SO is the kind of person who's going to be, like, watching me to see if
that's
I'm, like,
not
laughing
good.
At
you're
the right
scared.
Parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe you want, you have to.
Maybe you have to, can you watch it privately?
Oh, no.
That's an interesting pitch. But no, let's say, like, no, this is something.
Like, we're going to sit down right now.
I have dreamed about watching this with the person I've loved.
Oh, my gosh.
For years. They get super intense about it. And
I mean, it sort of seems like at this point, what choice do you have?
Right?
You have to watch it. You can't not watch it.
I think Kelly's right. You have to fake it if you don't feel it.
Yeah. But find something to say nice about it.
But I think it is what Patrick brought up is kind of a nightmare scenario of I hate when people are watching you to see how you react to things.
Me too.
So that would be a drag.
Because also, like, there are sometimes when, like, you just can't help it, right? Like, sometimes you're watching something and you're like, oh, this sucks. Like, where, like, you just start to, like, feel it and, like feel bad
shift.
And you hate that you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. You shift your weight around. Yeah. You're, like, leaning forward. You're kind of, like, hitting your body somewhere. Yeah. And then, like, you don't like not liking it.
No,
because right?
You want to be supportive and like the, you know,
yeah,
avoid that conflict. But
can you share, is this based on a real thing or you just thought of it?
Yes, this is based on Disney Plus. I don't know if they just got it or they just moved it to the top of page, but Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken is on
this
there.
This changes everything.
Okay, huge. Because
they better fucking love it, because if they don't, they don't have a heart.
Well, also, you watched it with us.
You can't love someone who doesn't love Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Also, you could. Okay, first of all, you watched it with us.
Yeah.
With a different sound mix. Granted, it was a student project from USC Film School wherein someone redid all the sound.
That's the thing. It's not really, the scenario isn't totally true to life in that I can't really claim it's my favorite movie when I only watched it on a YouTube rip that was like wildly edited to avoid copyright infringement laws.
Yeah.
Also, wait a minute. You said to Nicole, you have to watch this and love this?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You did this? Okay, wait. So first of all, were you like getting pissed off at certain parts because it was different than what you remembered? You're like,
see,
I don't know.
I watched it.
Yeah. Then when I watched, the extras yell a lot more and like really distinctly.
We haven't set a date yet. We haven't watched it yet. But no, I'm excited.
She'll love it.
It's great.
What's not to love?
It's horse jumping. It's a woman whose heart is too wild to be broken.
Can't be broken.
Okay, so you have Polly. You have Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. What's yours if you pick one?
Oh, God, I don't know that I do have one. I feel ashamed enough about most of the things that I like that like I don't
feel. It's Hamilton again?
It's just Hamilton again, yes. That's right.
If you don't also feel secondhand embarrassment when you watch this.
That's right. Then I'm leaving you. No, I honestly don't think I have one.
What? Not even like one that's like recent, like that you watched kind of recently? It doesn't have to be from your childhood.
You don't have a joy movie of your heart?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the closest thing I have to having like a joy movie from my heart is like just Mario.
Yeah.
In general.
Okay.
Like,
in general, Mario.
If yeah, I think that actually that might be it, that I can't date someone who doesn't find joy in Mario.
Mm.
That's
if you're
real.
Like, ugh, plumbing.
It's like you are missing the point of Mario.
He sounds, just so little plumbing.
He sounds poor. Ew. I mean,
that is a wonderful red flag.
His best friend like, is his huge. Brother.
Yeah.
Maybe get out of the nest.
Like, yeah.
He loves to run and jump and has a mustache. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's describing you, Patrick.
Shit! Yeah, I modeled myself after Mario. What's hard to understand here?
No, I get it.
Mine probably has to be Mortuary, starring Baby Bill Paxton. It's from like 1983 or 84, I think. It's a horror movie.
Okay.
But there's also like three different movies going on. I just like really love that you can like very much see the production of the movie in the movie.
Yeah.
There's like, so it's like Bill Paxton giving like a powerhouse performance because he's a villain. So it's like really good. Like
he's such a fucking awesome. Villain.
And
dude.
He's like a creepy mortuary son, like mortuary owner's son who like wants to mortuarize like women.
Is that kill?
No, he wants to like preserve their bodies. Oh, and okay. And so he preserves the bodies of like everybody around him. And then like the main character girl, like her dad used to be his therapist. Mm-hmm. And so like he's like, he's always been in love with her and blah, blah, blah. He wants her to be his bride. And it results in a completely taxidermied wedding with him and her about to be fully
That's insane.
Taxidermied.
That sounds fucking awesome.
It's really great.
That sounds great.
It's so good. But also, so there's that, right? That's like all so tight and so polished. The first like half of the movie is about something else that like you think that witches are going to be involved because there are seances and witches.
Love
They're
it.
Not. It's not. It's just like, also happening in the town. And then like there it's very clearly like that I think the director just had an easy time directing Bill Paxton because he was such a strong performer and then like didn't realize that you have to direct other actors because like there are scenes where you can tell that the director was like just like dance over there and it's like a huge Excuse empty me? Room two actors okay and they have to pretend to be dancing to music. And so they're just kind of, you can tell that they did not like the suggestion and were just like, okay. And like are dancing in like a very empty room.
Is it a slow dance? Are they like,
no,
do they have
no,
each
they're
other
fast dancing.
They're just,
they're, yeah. And the power awesome. Keeps getting cut out.
Awesome.
And then he I think one of them has to say like, "Are you scared?" And then the other one has to say something like, "Of the boogeyman," and then they have to dance.
Oh, like boogie. The boogie.
Yeah,
man.
It's bad. And you can tell that they are dying inside, like they don't want to be involved in the movie.
Oh, no.
But like, so it's that is like mine, where it's like I like seeing all the pieces.
And if Micah didn't love it, you would have to question
I would be sad.
Yeah.
I would hope that he would find something enjoyable out
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. You wouldn't divorce him, but you would try to make it so he divorced you.
Yeah, wow. I would sabotage the relationship until he was forced to end it. Yeah.
That sounds great. I really want to see this
it's
movie.
On Shudder.
Cool.
Check it out. It's really good. I mean, it's some parts are it's bad, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talking about Bill Paxton, like my mind flashed to James Cameron, and then I was like, oh no, I do have a movie that's like this.
Mm.
And it's The Abyss.
Yes. Oh yeah! You know, I have not seen The Abyss, and I gave you a VHS of The Abyss.
You
and I haven't
gave
seen
me
it.
Your copy of the of The Abyss. It's shrunk wrapped. It's just shrunk wrapped. This copy
never
of The
opened.
Abyss.
Never
it's
opened. So it's virgin.
I love.
I'm
the
sorry.
Abyss.
Shrunk wrapped is really good.
Shrunk wrapped is really funny.
Yeah.
But I think if I was with someone who didn't like the movie, we would simply. Never talk about it.
Really?
Oh, sure,
let it,
sure.
Let it,
I'd be
fade.
Like, okay, no, we throw up walls here and we just do, we never talk about this.
But you love talking about The Abyss.
I do love talking about The Abyss. Yeah. I've done it on the show.
But Patrick is very good at compartmentalizing as well.
Yeah,
you know, like,
true.
I'm sure, I don't even know about the things that he hates about me. Like, and that is why our friendship is so strong.
Yeah.
And you will never know. Right.
Yeah.
That is not your business.
I will say a close second for me, because The Abyss made me think of this, is The Thing. John Carpenter's
Hell
The Thing.
Yeah.
Like that, I'm like, that is a perfect fucking movie. If you don't like it, like, yo, we cannot. Because The Mortuary is kind of bad. So, like, maybe, but like, The Thing is like similar, where I'm like, this is, I don't know what you don't like. Like, what don't you like?
Yeah.
Like, don't you like?
Now I'm just sort of like A to B to C, but speaking of 80s Bill Pullman, or Bill Paxton horror, Near Dark. Like, if you can't get something you love out of Near Dark, like, do we really need to continue?
Like, what part didn't work for you? Like, that's my question. Like,
was it like the awesome blood? Was it the fucking 80s Coke-fueled rage?
Yeah.
Was it the fucking weird ass horse blood transfusion?
Like, what part
didn't you like?
I feel like that sort of about Magnolia. Like, if you saw it and you're like, I don't get it, or like, what is going on with all of those people? They seem depressed. I would take it as like a personal. Again, I think I could do the Patrick and just because how often does Magnolia come up? Not that often.
Yeah,
but it would be like you'll never really understand me.
Well, yeah, because also
if you can't get it.
No, that's right.
You'll never
that's right.
really understand.
Well, also like if you watch that movie and you just go, I don't know, those people just didn't seem very happy. I'm like, oh, you.
Oh,
like you're
that
the type of person who
point,
like
though.
Wants to be in the army. Like you like want other people to tell you how to think. Like we just can't. We just can't be friends.
I remember having conversations with my parents about Magnolia when I was like,
okay.
"Oh, this," because I was like, discovering
it
and being like,
"Yeah, it's
fucking awesome." And my mom just being like, "I don't understand why it rained frogs."
It's a metaphor for something.
It's just
like, do you even need to get a metaphor?
It's fucking biblical too.
Yeah.
Like it's
shit
like I don't
happens.
Know what to fucking tell you, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's well, and like the beginning of the movie is so like here are all these amazing coincidences of like weird shit that happens that seem magical, and then the rest of the movie is like actually the catastrophic things that happen in people's lives are of their own making and their own mistakes. Just like what do you mean you don't get it?
Yeah,
and then we stopped talking about it.
You mean you don't mention Magnolia every time you call your mom?
I told you right when I was talking to her about Parasite.
God. Same with my mom. Same with my mom. Where is it like,
she's like, that awful family.
Yes. They just like really ruined that nice family's life because they were nice to their servants. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Well,
all right.
My dad liked it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So there was that.
There you go. You can still go to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think my mom liked it.
Yeah.
But she appreciated
it.
Like she got it.
There are movies,
but I don't think
right?
She was
can...
like, I think she was like, I don't think she'd want me to recommend
anything
like it again.
Right. And she wouldn't want to like watch it over and over.
No.
God, there's so many good details in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many good, like just the fucking like super expensive steak being served with the instant noodles. Like that to me, I was like, that's.
Yeah.
tops.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary, too. Really good movie. It was a movie that I was waiting for a long time.
But then you finally saw it. That's what we're doing. It's a weird topic. Black Widow is out.
Yeah,
now,
finally.
Which is a movie that's been delayed like 800 times.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing ships that were delayed or that we were withheld from us for a while, but then we finally got.
Yes.
That's the topic.
Maybe this is the long delayed ships we're finally getting.
Yes.
Is the specific
verbiage.
Yeah.
Were you able to come up with one, Kelly?
I did. It's an anti-ship. And I think we might have talked about this before, but I have been on a fanfic kick again.
Good for you.
And it reminded me of how terrible the canon version is. And I think you guys might kind of know. We've talked about this before. You and I felt very similarly, or I guess all of us did, about how the Rey and Kylo Ren relationship panned out. And I can't even say Kylo Ren because it's Rey and Ben, because she calls him Ben. And he's like all meek and like,
he's so Ben Solo by the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like,
it was a different character.
It's not the same character.
Yeah.
And it was so rushed and like wasn't building on any kind of like actual knowledge about what makes something A, hot, B, moving, C, have chemistry, anything.
Or like anything that happened in the second movie.
No, it was, I mean, as we've talked about, it's as if the second movie didn't happen. And like, I don't know, I felt like the thing that made that relationship really intriguing and like hot and cool was that, like, I mean, it's not healthy, but it's a fanfic. It's not real life.
100%
of like, oh, like you represent the thing that I hate about myself, and I hate myself every time we're like having chemistry, but I cannot deny the pull that's pulling me to you.
Yes.
And it's forbidden, and like we just, I have a very like dark and weird view about like that you are better than everyone else, just like I am. And then like the other person's like, fuck, like I can't deny that I do feel that. And that's very alluring. And the ultimate power is so like, you represent power to me. Like that was what I thought was hot. Not like him getting completely like, and I know that like he is evil. Like that's the fucking point of why it's hot. Like, I don't want anybody coming at me and being like, he's like killed a bunch of people. I'm like, I'm not saying they live happily ever after. I'm saying they fuck a couple times and it's like something that they are haunted by in a good way for the rest of their lives, but they don't end up together. They're like, she ends up killing him at some point.
Yeah.
But that isolated moment is what I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the first movie kind of played at that a little bit, right? Where it was like, they have this connection. What is it? But she needs to destroy him.
Yeah.
It's the, like, referring to the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's that moment where Kylo is, like, talking to the Darth Vader helmet, the burned-up Darth Vader helmet, and he's like, I feel it again. I feel the pull to the light. And if that's like, the arc, that, like, in the first movie in the series, he's like, oh, no, I'm afraid I might be, like a good guy. He has to have shed that entirely by the end, not succumb to it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, you're right that, like, it only... The only thing that's compelling, not the only thing, but like the thing that is compelling and hot about their relationship is that like he is evil, but recognizes a little bit of himself in Rey's goodness. Rey is good, but recognizes a little of herself in his badness.
Mm-hmm.
They can't collapse.
Well, yeah, because it also did a great, I felt like the first movie kind of teased something like this idea and just like the beginnings of their relationship, right? Of introducing the idea of like moral ambiguity to the film franchise.
Especially one that's built on light and dark. Yeah.
Yep. And to kind of be like, look, it's a struggle that exists. And instead to be like, well, you can only be one or the other. And so he has to end up being like good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and like the way it ended up being was so fucking disgusting. Cause it's like, he then is like martyred. They kiss, which I literally said out loud, not like this, in the theater, because I was like, what the fuck is this?
The woman I was sitting next to, a stranger, went and put her hands up.
Oh my God.
And like brought her knees up to her chest.
But like, so they kiss and then he dies. And then we're what? Supposed to be like, oh, yay. Like, he ended up being a good guy, but no, he murdered, like, a planet. Like, you know, he's, like, a very evil person. And how much more compelling would it be if, fine, they have a, like, I mean, it would never happen in a Star Wars movie, but they have, like, a tumble, and it's hot, and it's all that. And then he's, like, scared of the feelings that he feels, so he shuts down even more, and she's like, oh, I can't reach you. Like, and you will destroy everything I hold dear, so I have to destroy you. Like, that is more compelling.
Yeah, and then it's as then you go back to the cat and mouse of, like, who's controlling whose mind and whose side will prevail. But now you have the memory of an epic bang, like, motivating it, right?
Yes.
So he's evil. He's like, I will kill her because she made me feel feelings while we were
banging.
And he's
like, I was weak when she, I was, she made me weak.
And then she's like, I can, I know I should kill him, but I also wouldn't mind, like, another throw. Yes. So how do I change him? How do I bring him to the light?
And then all their fights are, like, way more sexy, too, because, like, it's all this, like, very, like, like, oh no, like, we're very in each other's, like, space. Like, what's going to happen? But I have to destroy you.
Yeah. Well, and it also doesn't preclude them from, like, still teaming up from time to time, still fucking from time to time, because the second movie is all, like, tear the past down, fucking burn it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to have, like, light and dark. Yeah, people do, like, tend towards one or the other, but they're not absolutes. Like,
exactly.
They can still fucking be together or work together or have similar goals while he's evil and she's good.
Yeah.
Like, it can still be there.
Because they can have, like, they can both be, it's like when Spike decides to help with the apocalypse, because he's like, I don't want to fucking die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he, and then afterwards he's like, bye. Yeah.
Later, skaters.
Yeah, like that. Like, but instead we got this overly saccharine bullshit that I was, like, gagging with a spoon.
Yeah, it's tough. Rise of Skywalker stuff.
Ugh. Okay. Does anyone else have one that maybe is positive?
Okay, so I have one, and by the time this episode comes out, maybe we will actually have information about this game. We are recording the weekend of E3, but before Nintendo's presentation.
Oh, my God.
So, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. There is a sequel coming out someday. We don't have any real information about it, other than there was a teaser trailer in 2019, maybe 2018. It was a long time ago, of just Link and Zelda, like, spelunking in some cave thing. And finding this, like, withered corpse that they accidentally bring back to life. Which means that there's some element of, like, tracing back into the past of the history of Breath of the Wild, right? And I was thinking, what if we could spend more time with the past of Breath of the Wild, with the champions? Did any of you play Breath of the Wild?
I did. I didn't finish the game, though.
Okay.
I didn't finish the game either.
There are these four champions that fight alongside Link and Zelda.
Okay.
There's a Goron, who's like a big like rock monster kind of guy. There's a Zora princess. She is a fishy person. There is Urbosa, who's the queen of the, like, desert Amazon women. And then there is the other one. Oh, Revali, who is a bird man who, like, shoots arrows and flies around.
Great.
But Urbosa, this, like, giant Amazon warrior who lives in the desert, and Daruk, who is the Goron protector, who's just, like, a brute, carries a sword that's, like, a giant metal club, right? And they're, like, the rough, like, they're the ones that are going to, like, get shit done and, like, mix it up and, like, just smash shit. But, like, why don't they smash shit together?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why can't they both just be, like, 8 feet tall and, like, 700 pounds?
They've, like, already got those components taken care of.
They've got those components taken care of.
So close.
Just do it together.
Just do it together. That's all I want. I want this big, round Goron king just plowing Urbosa, and they have such a good time. It would be so good, you guys.
I love it.
You've been waiting so long.
I've been waiting so long. Why won't they show this to me?
Have you seen the fanfic? Or not fanfic, fan art. It's really cute. It's Link and Zelda. Okay? And they're in the abandoned town at the beginning of Spirited Away.
Oh, okay.
And she's, like, sitting on the ground, like, adjusting something or whatever. And he's running over and he says, oh, look, I found an open restaurant. And it's so cute. And just imagining them have to navigate that world is so cute.
I love that.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
They would be, like, a little too hot to handle for the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Like, they would, you know, they were contending with a little girl who just lives in the human world.
Yeah,
not
imagine.
Heroes of legend.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine.
I do like it. That in Breath of the Wild, Link is too hot, like literally too hot for everyone to handle. Because you can you can take off Link's clothes, so he's just running around in his underpants.
Yeah.
And everyone is so horny for Link.
Love it, love it, love it. Wow.
Colin, do you have a long-delayed ship that you're finally getting?
I mean, no, because the world is a cruel and unfair place. Wow. I will never get my second season of Taboo, it seems.
Taboo. Wow, 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 wow,
when
wow,
will
wow.
Taboo 2 come true?
Oh, I think Nevu.
I was thinking about it, and especially I was reminded when you were talking about the Ray and Ben dynamic of like the horny mental witchcraft and trying to destroy your lover from within and just doing awful things and being all around a bad, evil, sexy man.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, like, you know, there's been rumors of Taboo too for years. And they left it wide open in certain circles.
Who is doing these rumors?
Oh, you have to dig for them.
Taboo.
Yeah.
ColinJMorris.com/taboo2. Wait. So, okay, where is it available? Because I might do something really huge for our friendship.
Wow.
Okay.
I might watch it. So where can one find Taboo season one?
I watched it back when it was airing on FXX.
So sounds it's like you don't have an answer. Okay.
No, I don't have an answer.
Okay, well,
Probably Hulu is my guess.
Okay.
I know it's on Hulu.
Okay, I will try it on Hulu. I did try. It's
I was told
slow.
To warn people it's a slow burn.
Well, I mean, there's like so much stuff about like... Like, was it like a property dispute?
And trading.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a small island off the coast of Canada that is crucial to a trading route.
I
mean, come on.
Okay.
Horny.
Maybe I'll start. What's the episode? Start episode 5?
I think it's episode 4.
It's episode 4, minute 42.
Yeah. I think it's episode, episode 4.
I can send you some screen grabs.
But it's just, I know, it's problematic, and I am problematic because I won't let it die in my heart. But
who cares?
So specifically, not even the actual like voodoo sex dream scene, but the scene, heavy spoiler, when she jumps off the bridge as he is sailing off of the continent, and he was going to go back around and like kidnap her / take her away from her world, and she couldn't decide if she wanted to be a bad boy with her demon brother or stay with like her shithead like fiance husband, I think, and so she jumps off a bridge and kills herself. And then when he gets the news, he's on his boat and he's like, no, we're not going back to England, she killed herself anyway. He's like, no, I would have felt it. And he's like trying to get them to turn the boat around and shit like that. I'm like, season 2, I want to find out, did she would he have felt
Wait,
it?
Is that, would end? Is that the cliffhanger?
That's the end.
Now, okay, so now you've done it to all of us.
Yeah.
And our listenership?
Yeah.
Oh, I said spoiler.
I know, but you
didn't say, I'm going to set you up for a cliffhanger. You have to know the solution of it. There is no solution.
And there is no solution.
Wow. Huge.
Until we get season 2.
Wow.
So
Taboo 2.
Yeah.
Taboo,
now
taboo
I'm glad
two.
You guys now would see the stakes of what
we
we're dealing with.
Yeah, no, huge.
But who else
would
did
have
get
felt
one?
It.
He would have felt it because they were voodoo connected.
Wow.
What?
Does that mean she flies?
I don't know. It's all very, you know, you watched a couple episodes. It's all very like wishy-washy and dreamlike, a lot of things. So you don't always know what's real and what's not.
Okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. And I'm going to push through.
You're such a good friend.
You are.
Thank
really
you.
Are.
Do you have a DVD player? Because I have Polly.
I have a PS5.
Here's the thing. She's gonna shrink wrap it and give it to me.
We just pass around each other's favorite things.
Oh, is that violence or is it sweet? I can't tell.
Yeah,
it's a combo.
Okay, Ryan.
Okay, so my long delayed ship is kind of obvious in like once I say it, you guys will be like, everybody knows that one. But it is a ship from a show that ran 7 seasons, and these characters were in all 7 seasons, and the like, it's one of those ones where you can kind of tell that it was the actors had chemistry, and so it got written in. It wasn't necessarily textual that they were going to, you know, flirt with each other, but it's Josh and Donna from The West Wing.
Oh.
So he's like Mr. Assistant. I think his first job is assistant to the, or comms director or something. I can't remember.
Who are the actors?
Oh, sorry. Bradley Whitford, okay. And Donatella Moss is played by, oh shoot, I got to look it up, but she's great. And so she's his assistant at the beginning of the story. And they just are really dedicated to each other. And they banter all the episodes.
Janelle Maloney.
Yes. And they're very, like, sassy with each other. But it also, he's kind of a Sorkin boy in that he's, like, he thinks he's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell you how smart he is all the time. He thinks he knows everything. And when he's your boss, that's, like, exacerbated. So the best thing ever happens is Donna goes and gets another job.
Ah.
And so she gets to go, like, grow and get her own shit together. And eventually she, like, works for a competing campaign, which he does not like.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Well, yeah, what is he going to do?
But yeah. He's gets not to boss. See her on the reg again,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, exactly. He gets to see her. She's coming. And then she eventually works for their campaign. And so it's 7 long years. And they finally... they're both working on the same campaign, and they win the presidency. And so they finally just, like, everybody's excited and cheering, and they just finally say, fuck it, let's make out.
Yay.
And they do, and then they go on vacation together. Yay. And it's just, like, it's just, like, the most, like, because The West Wing is not perfect in wrapping everything up, but it's, like, so satisfying that, like, okay, they finally kiss, yeah. And then they're like, oh, no, we're, like, we're a couple now.
Yay.
Like, yeah. We're not going to play any more games.
They did all together. The legwork for
exactly.
years and years.
For
yeah.
years and years. And we all knew they were right for each other.
Love it.
So it's just really satisfying.
Yeah.
So that's my ship.
Oh, I love that.
And they make you wait like 7 years? Like,
yeah, they
honest
never
to God.
No, that's
kiss.
Smart, though.
They like, yeah. They have moments. Like, there's one thing. Oh, it's very cute. And I may have actually said this on the podcast before, but I'll say it again. Where she's telling him a story about the guy that she was dating before, like, she worked for him and then she left to go back to her boyfriend and then she went back to work for him, for Josh. And she's telling the story about the guy she was dating, and essentially she was in a car accident and her boyfriend stopped to get a beer with his friends on the way to come see her at the hospital. And Josh is like,
what?
Is this like the Jujubes?
Yeah.
From Seinfeld?
It's like Jujubes. Yeah.
It's like Jujubes. And he's wow. What he says is like he went to go get a beer just to tell them he couldn't like hang out and have beers.
But, okay, but like call them. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of solutions.
I love that.
But so Josh is like, if you were in an accident, I wouldn't stop for a beer. And she looks him dead in the eye and gets really serious. And she's like, if you were in an accident, I wouldn't stop for red lights.
huge. Whoa, I just got goosebumps.
Huge, right. Yes, it's
but also
so
dangerous.
She's going to get into an accident. You fucking idiot.
But that's how accidents happen.
It is how accidents happen. It's not. But it is romantic. I will tell you, okay, when I was in high school, I had this really big crush on this guy, all right?
Yeah.
And my parents were really, really strict, and they were like, you can't be out later. It was like 10 or something. And it was like the one time I was actually able to go out. And I said that I was going over to my friend's house, which wasn't the case. I was going to like the, it was so innocent too. We were just going to Ruby's.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to Ruby's with like a group of friends.
Like Ruby Tuesdays?
No, like Ruby's the diner.
Diner. So it's like very well lit.
Yeah. Okay. It's like.
You're sitting in a booth.
It's like the chastest shit ever. It's like.
Burgers
and fries and.
It's you're like, going to share a malted is like the most trouble you're going to get into.
Yeah, exactly.
It's standard high school hang.
Yeah. It's not like it's a norms.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, seedier.
Well, Norms.
Yeah.
Norms has a different vibe.
Yes.
Because it's usually like after something or whatever. But this was
Norms,
like,
you could score something.
Yeah, exactly. You could probably get a hand job at the table at the Norms. But not at Ruby's because it's so bright. So anyway, it was a group of friends and there was this guy and he gave me a ride home and I had always kind of had a crush on him.
Yeah.
And it was that thing of like we had crushes on each other, but we just didn't say anything ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I was like, I looked at the clock and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go home now. And we get in so much trouble. And it was dangerous and it was bad, but he drove me home and he ran every red light so I could get home before so I wouldn't get in trouble.
It's kind of thrilling, though.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, that's awesome.
Because I remember the moment that he just like did it, and I was like, oh, I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, you're going to be late. I don't want you to get in trouble. And I was like, I was like, what? Like, no one had ever done anything like that for me ever. And I was just like,
no one had ever risked your life for you.
Yeah, I know. And now he's like MAGA. It's not good.
Oh, no!
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.